Alright, let's build a proper jungle-style switch-up using soul pride-type stabs, but do it the grown-up way. No master clipping, no why did my snare just shrink, and no panic limiter saving you at the end. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 sampling session, so I'm going to assume you already have a rolling drum and bass A section happening. We're dropping in a 16 to 32 bar switch-up, where the sample brings hype and movement, but the breaks stay confident and the mix keeps headroom. The goal is that your premaster peaks around minus 6 to minus 4 dBFS while you're building, even when the switch up hits at full energy. Let's start with the mindset. In jungle and old school DNB, when you add stabs and vocals, it's really easy to accidentally buy excitement with level. But the real sauce is density, timing, tone, and controlled peaks. We're going to make it feel bigger without getting louder. Step 0 is session setup. Tempo, routing, and headroom locks. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172. If you want the classic sweet spot, go 168 BPM. Now build a routing layout you can reuse forever. Group your drum channels into a drum bus. Group all sampled stabs, chops, little riffs, whatever, into a music bus. Group your bass tracks into a bass bus. Then create a separate audio track called Premaster. Not a group, just a normal audio track. Route the outputs of drum bus, music bus, and bass bus into that premaster. Then route premaster to the actual master. On premaster, insert utility first and set the gain to minus 6 dB. This is a temporary safety pad, and it forces you to mix like a professional. You're not relying on the master being a trash compactor. After utility, put glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto. And you're only aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is not make it loud. This is make it behave. Optionally, while you're building, you can put a limiter after that on premaster with the ceiling at minus 1 dB. But don't lean on it. If you see more than about 1 dB of gain reduction, that's a sign your source tracks are too hot, or your returns are stacking. Cool. Now we prep the soul pride style source. Create an audio track called soul source and drop in your funk or soul sample. It doesn't need to literally be soul pride, it just needs that kind of horn, vocal, or band hit energy that screams jungle sample science. In clip view, turn warp on. Warp mode matters a lot here. If the content is stabby and rhythmic, use beats mode. Preserve transients, and set the envelope around 40 to 70%. Lower envelope tends to sound tighter and more chopped, which usually helps jungle. If the content is more tonal, more sustained horns, maybe a vocal phrase that you want to stretch smoothly, try Complex Pro. Formants around 0 to 20. Envelope around 80 to 120. But be careful. Complex Pro can smear sharp transients. If the stabs lose bite, go back to beats. Now find the cleanest bar you can. Ideally less drum bleed, or at least a moment where the hit you want is clear. Loop that section. Put a gate on soul source. High pass it with a 24 dB per octave filter around 90 to 140 Hz. You are making a promise here. The bass owns the sub. The sample does not get to squat down there. If it's harsh or it's fighting your snare crack, a gentle dip around 2 to 4 Khz, maybe 1 to 3 dB, can save you later. Now gain stage the clip itself. Use clip gain, not the fader. Pull it down so the loudest peaks on that track meter are around minus 12 to minus 9 dBFS. This is the don't paint yourself into a corner move. If your raw sample is already slamming near zero, you've already lost flexibility. Next, chop like a junglist. Right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient. That usually nails soul pride style hits because those records have nice obvious attacks. Let Ableton create the slices, and you'll get a simpler chain. Now we shape this into a proper stab instrument. Set simpler voices to 1. Mono. This is huge. It keeps your stabs tight and stops overlaps from turning into hidden loudness. Use one-shot mode. Add a fade out of around 5 to 20 milliseconds to kill clicks. Clicks are basically micro-clipping, and they add up fast in a dense switch-up. Turn the filter on. Use a 24 dB low-pass. Start somewhere around 8 to 14 Khz. Old records have edge and fizz. You want the vibe, but you don't want it stealing cymbal clarity. Now the amp envelope. Keep attack basically instant, 0 to 2 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 600 milliseconds. Sustain at 0. Release around 50 to 150 milliseconds. The key idea. The tail is where headroom goes to die. A stab that rings too long doesn't just feel messy. It actually crowds the low mids and makes your master peak for no good reason. Before simpler, add the Velocity MIDI device. This is one of those advanced but simple jungle tricks. You want dynamic programming, but you don't want ghost hits disappearing, so you compensate with velocity shaping instead of turning the whole channel up. Set drive around 20-35. Set comp around 20-40%. Now your quiet hits speak, your loud hits don't explode, and you can program with feel. Quick teacher tip. Program stabs like ghost snares. Syncopated, conversational, not constant. Now we build the real core of this lesson. Glue the sample layer without losing headroom. Go to your music bus. Everything stab-related feeds this bus. First insert utility. Set gain so, when the music bus is soloed during the switch-up, it peaks around -12 to -8 dBFS. Not louder. If you start with the sample bus too hot, you'll spend the rest of the session fighting. Width, you can try 80-120%, but don't be reckless. Wide funk samples can sound huge, but they can also smear the center where your kick and snare live. Next, EQ 8, high pass again, 24 dB per octave, around 120-180 Hz. Yes, again, it's fine. Filtering in stages is often cleaner than one brutal cut. If it sounds boxy, dip around 300-500 Hz by 1-3 dB. If it's stepping on the snare crack, a small dip around 2.5-4.5 kHz, maybe 1-2 dB, can stop that annoying snare got quieter illusion. Now, glue compression on the sample bus, but gently. Glue compressor ratio 2-1. Attack 3 milliseconds, release around 0.1-0.3 seconds, or auto if it pumps in a nice musical way. Aim for 1-2 dB of gain reduction on average, maybe 3 dB max on big hits. After that, add saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive 2-6 dB, soft clip on. Then, and this is important, bring the output down to match level. Don't win by making it louder. We're adding density and shaving peak so it feels more present without pushing faders. Then a limiter, but only as a seatbelt. Ceiling -1 dB. You want 0-1 dB of gain reduction most of the time. If it's constantly working, you need to go back and fix the slices or the envelopes. Now, the sidechain. This is where a lot of people mess up jungle. They slap full band pumping on the sample and wonder why the vibe is gasping for air every kick. We want the drums to stay king, but we want the stabs to still speak, so we duck with intention. Option A, fast and stock. Add a compressor on music bus after EQ, before glue. Turn on sidechain and choose drum bus as the input. Then open the sidechain EQ. High pass it around 120 Hz so the kick doesn't over-trigger the ducking. If you want it to respond more to the snare body, add a little peak focus around 180-250 Hz. Set ratio 2-1. Attack 5-15 milliseconds so the stab transient can still poke through a bit. Then the tail ducks. Release 60-140 milliseconds depending on tempo and feel. You're aiming for 1-3 dB of gain reduction on snare hits. Option B is cleaner. Duck just the mid-band. Use multiband dynamics as a tone and duck tool, focusing on roughly 150 Hz-4 kHz, because that's where the snare and the stab argument happens. Duck that band 1-2 dB when the snare hits, and suddenly everything is clearer without obvious pumping. Now arrangement. How to build the switch up so it feels like a level up without level creep. Think of a 32-bar blueprint. Bars 1-8 is the T's. Drums keep rolling. Introduce stab sparsely, like call and response. Automate a filter opening on your stab instrument or the bus. Maybe you're at 6 kHz early on, and you open up toward 12 kHz by bar 8. Keep the music bus fader fixed. If one hit is too hot, don't grab the fader. Adjust clip gain for that slice, or reduce that MIDI note's velocity, or tame it inside simpler. Bars 9-16 is the statement. Bring the main stab riff. This is where you add little delay throws, but do them correctly. Put echo or delay on a return track, not directly on the stab channel. Set timing to 1/8 or 3/16, feedback 15-30%, and filter it so it's not adding mud. High pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 6-8 kHz, then only send specific hits, like the last hit every two bars. That's classic, selective ear candy, minimal meter change. Bars 17-24 is contrast. Drop hats for two bars and let the sample and snare feel massive. That's perceived loudness, not actual loudness. Then reintroduce tops, maybe with a different break layer for that old-school new texture, same groove trick. Add a reverse stab into a downbeat by duplicating a hit to audio, reversing it, fading it in, and low-passing it so it's more of a whoosh than a harsh suck. Bars 25-32 is exit and reset. Reduce sample density. Close the filter down. Leave a one-bar hole where you can drop a crash, a vocal tag, or even a rewind-style moment if that's your vibe. This makes the switch up DJ friendly too. Now, drum bus control, because if the stabs get thick, you don't want to start boosting drums into distortion. Keep drums stable with light processing. On drum bus, EQ 8 first. If the kick is too heavy, do a tiny low shelf trim, like -1 to -2 dB around 60 to 90 Hz, only if needed. Then glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release auto ratio 2 to 1, 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then saturator. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. And here is a coaching moment. If the sample is making the drums feel smaller, don't boost drums first. Duck the sample, shorten the stab tail, or high pass the sample more. That's how you keep the break loud without turning your mix into a brick. Let's do headroom checkpoints, because advanced production is measured, not guessed. Watch the Promaster meter. While producing, aim for peaks around -6 to -4 dBFS. If it's clipping when the switch up hits, here's the order of operations. First, compare music bus peak to drum bus peak. In this style, your music bus usually shouldn't be peaking higher than the drum bus. Second, find the loudest two or three stabs. It's almost always a few rogue slices, like a horn blast, that are stealing 3 to 6 dB in one moment. Pull those down with clip gain or within the slice list. Treat clip gain like velocity normalization. Loud doesn't mean better, it just means it was recorded louder.